struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hello there, and a very warm welcome to this week's episode of Food for Thought. I'm Mickey Ruthman, life and business transformation coach, speaker, and author. And if you're new to this channel, welcome. If you've stuck around for a while, you've been listening for a while, thank you for your support and welcome back. So in this week's episode, guys, I am bursting the bubble on manifestation. Now, manifestation is really a hot topic the last while. Everyone's speaking about manifestation, how to manifest the life you want, how to get everything you want, law of attraction, all of that stuff. And I really want us to have a different look at manifestation today in today's episode. And, you know, manifestation really actually isn't about attracting the stuff that you want. It's not about the stuff that you can get, okay? Attracting all of the cool and expensive stuff that you want into your life is actually just a happy and awesome bonus result of the law of attraction and manifestation. So if you're a fan of manifestation, or even if it's something that you're not too keen on talking about or hearing about, do listen to this episode, because this might give you a whole new and different perspective on it. So guys, without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode of Food for Thought. So I used to, when I first learned about the word manifestation and things like the law of attraction, movies like The Secret, I had quite an aversion to those things, because how it came across to me every time I heard about it, someone speaking about it, read about it, was that it was all about the stuff. It was all about what can I get, right? So it felt to me very much like it was all about the material stuff, which is why manifestation wasn't really a topic that I had any interest in or wanted to really pursue. But as my journey went on, you know, God has other plans for us than we do, I began to sort of research it more. It crossed my path more often, and He really gave me the opportunity to be teachable about this and open up about it and really understand what manifestation and this law of attraction that He has put into play in this universe we live in, what it's about, why it's there, and how the process works. So since going on this journey, I've really realized, and it's really been opened up to me, that manifestation and law of attraction has absolutely nothing to do with what can I get. It's not about the stuff. It is actually about us evolving, expanding, healing, and growing as human beings. So here's what I mean by that, is the more I learned about manifestation and asked questions about it and researched it and really asked for revelation and guidance from my higher power around understanding this, the more it was revealed to me what the purpose of it really is and how it really works. And in understanding how it works, guys, you really understand that never mind that we as humans have really overcomplicated the process for ourselves, which I really believe is because we began to focus on the stuff and the getting stuff instead of the learning, evolving, expanding opportunity that is in that journey for us. So manifestation to me is not me asking for something and poops, it shows up because I did X, Y, Z to attract this thing to me. Yes, that does happen. But that's not what it's about. That's not its purpose. So let me quickly explain just sort of how my journey works. My relationship with my higher power and with God is, you know, it's kind of always for the last, I don't know how many years, been a situation, well, almost my entire life, of I am pushed to the point of frustration about something. And because I'm in frustration and I've tried everything I know works, it usually pushes me to a point where I almost give up but really surrender, because, you know, I always say God calls me His hard-ass child, and He calls me that affectionately because I always first try to figure things out myself before I go to Him and say, okay, so my way is not working. What am I missing? How does this work? Show me. And You know, it's something I used to hate about myself when I was younger, but I think it's one of my biggest gifts and qualities is the fact that I am so inquisitive and that I ask the hard questions. I ask God questions like, why the heck is it that Christians, the ones who believe in him, the ones who believe that Christ died for them, are the ones that have the most issues, the most turbulence in their lives, their financial lives, their marriages, their relationships, their health, all that sort of stuff. And I usually tell him that I know it's not him lying to us. It really is us missing something. So show me what it means. Show me how it works. Show me why this is. So I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions. And that really is my relationship with God. And you know, several times he's actually said to me, well, you know, when I get to that point of frustration, and I'm literally like, you know, in that space, it's usually a conversation goes something like this. I've done everything that you told me to do and taught me and showed me and that I know works. Why is this not working? Or why is this not changing yet? And a couple of times already when I get to that point, he has said to me, ah, there we go. You have literally cracked open and you're teachable now. Because what I found is when I get to that point, that is when I am open to receiving guidance and him explaining to me how it works and where I'm really, really teachable. Because I have at that point tried everything I know to do, which means that when I ask those questions and I say to him, okay, listen, what else is there? What am I missing? It's a teachable moment. He can unfold more about the mystery to me and show me more. And that's really been my journey with manifestation as well. As I went from really having an aversion to that word and the whole sort of concept around it, the way most people speak about it, that it's all about the stuff you can get and attract to you, up to a point now where he has shown me that manifestation, the reason why he's put that into play is it's actually one of the things, the gifts that he gave us as mankind while we're here on our journey to be able to evolve and learn and heal on our journey as well. Because here's the thing, guys. If, you know, a lot of people get frustrated with the process of manifestation, and I really do believe it's because they're focusing on the stuff, the what they can get, the thing that they want to try and attract to them. But they get frustrated with the process because it's not like they ask now and tomorrow this thing shows up. Very often what happens is they ask and the opposite shows up, or something close to what they want shows up, but it's not 100% what they wanted. And here's the thing is, you know, the first step in manifestation or law of attraction is the fact that we're asking for stuff from our limited reasoning human mind that has limiting beliefs, that thinks it knows. Our ego mind thinks it knows what's best for us and what it is we need. And I actually say thank God that the stuff we ask for doesn't manifest immediately, because half the time when we're asking for that stuff, we're asking from a place of not really knowing what it is we want, okay, and thinking we know exactly what it is we want, which means that if it had to show up immediately, we wouldn't be satisfied with what we asked for, because we're asking from a limited mind and from fractured experience and limiting beliefs and all that stuff going on inside of us. So to me, the very first step in attracting something to our lives or manifesting the things we desire in our lives is really contrast. It is actually a process of refining that thing that you asked for. In other words, I believe we always get a yes once we ask, but then God takes us on a journey and the universe takes us on a journey to refining that which we asked for. And the only way we can refine that which we have asked for is by acknowledging and experiencing what we don't want, okay? And to give you a typical example of that is, let's say that you said you want a husband or a life partner that is a specific way. Let's say, let's use the example one of my clients and I spoke about the other day, which is, let's say you said you want a man who is ambitious, okay? And, you know, you're saying that from a really good meaning place, thinking that that is what I want. But ambition could be anything. You could attract a man that is ambitious, but he's ambitious but not really making money. He's poor. Okay, so that's not really what you want when you say ambition. Or you could, you know, attract a man who's ambitious, but to the point where his whole life revolves around his work and he's hardly ever spending time with his family or with you, okay? So that's not what you want either. And sometimes when we say, okay, I want an ambitious man, that is what ends up showing up in our experience. But when we attract the latter, which is one of these two examples that I've just given, that is how we then refine that which we asked for and realize that, okay, so I do want a man with ambition, but I don't want a man who's as ambitious to the point where he never spends time with his family. So now you've refined the initial thing you've asked for by being a little bit more specific about it because you experienced the part you don't want in that which you asked for. Okay. So to me, manifestation, the very first step is that, refining that which we asked for. So we're going on a journey of having experiences to really refine that which we asked for so that the end result of what we receive is really for our highest good and our inner being, and God knows exactly what it is we really need versus what it is we're asking for, or what we really desire versus what it is that we, from our limited mindset, are asking for in that moment. So that's why I say that it's really a learning journey. And the second reason I say that, guys, is, you know, if I look at my journey about understanding manifesting and how it works and why it works and all of that stuff, all the million questions that I had about it and asked God for guidance around, is what he showed me the one day, because I literally said to God, why isn't it as easy as I come to you, I ask you for something, you're the power that be that has everything and does everything and knows everything. Why isn't it as simple as just drop it in my lap? That just seems that much easier. If you have the power to do it, why aren't you just dropping that which I ask for in my lap? So firstly, it's for exactly the same reason. We're asking from a limited mind and he knows better, okay, that which we ask for is not necessarily what we need or really deep down wants, okay? So it needs to be refined. But the second reason he gave me why he doesn't just drop stuff in our lap is, you know, if he just had to drop it in your lap, now next time you need to or want to or desire to attract something into your experience or into your life, you're not going to know how you did it or got it the first time. So he teaches you, he takes you on a journey of teaching you how to now attract that thing which you asked for so that you can learn how the process works, okay? In other words, learn, grow, evolve, okay? And in the refining process, possibly heal a little bit yourself, okay? Because it could be limiting beliefs that cause you to ask for a specific thing. So in that process, he's now teaching you, so how does attracting what you want into your experience work so that you can learn how it works and then replicate it the next time, okay? So that is why I believe he doesn't just drop it into our experiences is, you know, we would be running to him all the time for everything and possibly asking for the wrong stuff, if he didn't teach us how the process works so that we can then recreate it for ourselves or replicate it again and again and again for ourselves. Okay. Understanding, of course, then what the process is all about. So this is why I say that manifestation has nothing to do with, okay, now I've manifested the thing I've asked for. It really has to do with, it is a continuous journey of learning, growing, healing, evolving, expanding as a human being, expanding our consciousness as we attract things and learn more about this on our journey, okay? So I don't believe that manifestation has an end result of, okay, I've asked for this, now I've attracted this. Because here's the thing, once you've attracted that thing, you've learned how the process works, and oh my gosh, here it shows up in my experience. Firstly, it is then 100% what you need or want. It is not the initial thing you asked for from your limited mind, thinking that is what you need or want, okay? Plus, now that you have it, and you've seen you can do it, and you understand the process, you as a human being has expanded your understanding of it, your faith that you can attract stuff to your life or to your experience, okay, trusting in God that he knows better and will guide you to refining that which you asked for. And it makes it easier for you to then expand as a human being and ask for bigger, things, okay? Dream bigger. So for me, manifestation, that is why I say it really is, it's a journey. There's no destination of, oh my gosh, I have now attracted the thing that I wanted into my life. So yes, that will happen. The stuff you are trying to attract will probably show up, but it's not for the reason that we think, guys. And here is why I say that what I've really been shown on my journey, and I have tested this. I'll give you a couple of examples today as well, but I've really experienced, or what I've experienced in understanding this on a deeper level and asking a million questions about it and testing and tweaking stuff, is that we've really overcomplicated the process of attracting to our lives the things we want or desire or need. Firstly, because we began to focus on the stuff, okay, instead of the experience that is in it and the reason that it's really there for. But also because we're leaving out the key element and not focusing on the key element around manifestation. And I want to tell you how simple it is to attract into your life the things that you want. This is literally decluttering all of it. And what I was shown about how manifestation and law of attraction and what they called on that video, the secret, which is not really a secret, is, okay. Here's how simple it is. And it's going to sound too simple for your ego to really just accept straight off the bat. But go and meditate on this. Go think about this. Go feel what this feels like inside of you when I say this. But I have tested this and proven that it works. So here's how simple the manifestation process is. All we have to do is focus on feeling good. That's it. That is what attracts the things into our experience, more things to feel good about, or that makes us feel good. And I want to give a practical example around that for you guys so that we can really solidify this and you can see how this works. Okay, I want to really declutter this today because it's really been overcomplicated way, way, way too much, especially with so many people speaking about manifestation from the standpoint of what's the stuff I can attract into my life. Okay, so why I say it's just about how feeling good. All right. So typical example that one of my clients and I were discussing on one of her coaching calls the other day is, you know, we're taught, for instance, very often that you need to be specific and make a list, especially when you want to attract your life partner. You've got to go make a list of what this person looks like, who he is, what he does for a living, how he dresses, what he likes, what he dislikes. His hair color, his eye color, his teeth, whatever else, we've got to be very specific. And here's the thing, guys, like I just explained, is you might write down there in your little list that you're creating that you want a man who's ambitious. That's one of his traits that he must have. But ambition could mean a ton of things. You could attract a man that's ambitious but not making money, or you can attract a man who's too ambitious. In other words, he is ambitious, just like you asked for. Okay, what you ask for is always what will be given, but he will perhaps be that to the point of that he never spends time at home or with you and the family. He is more interested in working all the time, okay, which is not what you want either. So here's how you bypass that, and it's almost the safe way to ask for the stuff we want, okay, is to go and look at, if you're thinking about attracting a life partner, for instance, go and think about how it is you want to feel, okay? In other words, when I meet my life partner, the relationship I want us to have, I want to feel safe. I want to feel secure. I want to feel supported. I want to feel loved. I want to feel attracted to him. I want to feel attractive to him. I want to feel like who I am is more than good enough. I want to feel like I can just be my authentic self, and that is who he loves. I want to feel, I want to feel, I want to feel. How do you want to feel? Because here's the thing. You might be writing down a word like, I want him to be ambitious. But how you truly want to feel, guys, the reason why you're writing that down is you want security. OK, okay. You want support. You want, to feel like you're important, whatever the case may be. Or, find your match in terms of someone who is spiritually growing and evolving and developing himself as well. So the safer option almost is to ask for how you want to feel, which is not focusing on the physical attributes, the thing you can get. It's not really about the person, the thing that you're trying to attract. It's about how you want to feel. And, when you focus on how you want to feel and you nail that down and you then spend time feeling that way as often as you can, you will not just attract a partner that is 100% going to make you feel that way. You will also attract a whole lot of other experiences. So now it's not just dependent on that partner showing up, but a whole lot of other experiences that make you feel that way because you are vibrating at that energy of the thing you're trying to attract. Okay. So here's the thing. Why I say that just focus on how you feel. Literally, guys, I did a video a couple of days ago where I spoke about the fact that you need to put hourly reminders on your phone and ask yourself, where is your mind and how am I feeling in this moment? And here's the thing. Here is how we attract into our lives the things we want. And when I say things, guys, what I mean is the feeling, how we want to feel, more stuff, experiences, people, opportunities, all of that stuff that will make us feel the way we actually want to. Is to literally, if you can just set hourly reminders on your phone and every hour stop and become consciously aware of how you are feeling in that moment. And if you are feeling anything other than joy, peace, love, hope, positive emotions, that is a sure sign that you are not attracting the experiences and the things you want into your life. If you are experiencing any negative emotion in that moment, like disbelief, resistance, unhappiness, sadness, anxiety, fear, worry, stress, whatever that is, then that is what you're busy creating more of. So it is usually, guys, it is subconscious stuff that is going on with us and making us feel that way. Because here's the thing, by the way, if you didn't know it, your thoughts are what's creating your emotions and your feelings. It's not the other way around, okay? So because our mind is 97% of the time subconsciously thinking. In other words, it's not even something we're consciously aware of. It's on autopilot. If its natural behavioral pattern is negativity, anxiety, lack, all of that stuff, you're subconsciously thinking those thoughts, which means you're subconsciously feeling negative feelings, which means you are actually very consciously, but really subconsciously because you're not aware of it, putting momentum behind the negative feelings and creating more of that. So practically what you can do is set a reminder on your phone every hour, and every hour when it goes off, literally stop whatever you're doing, focus on how you're feeling. And if you are feeling a negative feeling in that moment, a negative emotion, like you're uncomfortable in any way, shape or form, is in that moment to choose a better thinking thought or a better feeling. And what that looks like, guys, is do something that makes you feel better. In other words, if you're at home, play with your dogs, play with your kids, if that makes you feel a positive emotion, do that. Think about something that makes you feel better. For instance, think about the person you love, your kids, your dogs, anything that moves your vibration from that negative feeling to a better, positive feeling, okay? Phone someone you love. Whatever is going to make you feel better, do that for at least a minute, guys. Even if you just spend 17 seconds on it. What happens, guys, is when you do that, firstly, you are training your mind to become more consciously aware of when you are experiencing negative feelings. In other words, stress, anxiety, fear, anything that's negative, okay? So you're becoming more consciously aware of how often you are feeling negative feelings. And in that moment, you can then immediately choose a better thinking thought or a better feeling and create a better feeling, okay? Or if you're teaching your mind that and you're becoming consciously aware of that, by the way, what's happening is you are now training your mind a new behavior. In other words, your mind is now learning subconsciously that every time I feel something negative, that is when we choose a better thinking thought or feeling. So that will become your default, your autopilot. So you won't have to for very long do the reminders because your mind will now train itself that, oh, okay, this is what we're doing now, is every time we feel something negative, we choose a better feeling or a better thought. And that's what you want. That is where you want to be on default, is not by default subconsciously having bad emotions and feelings and recreating more experiences that make you feel that way. You want to get to a place where subconsciously you are, each time you're in a negative space, choosing something positive or better, right? Because if how we feel is the energy that we vibrate at and that we will attract more of to us, you want to be in a better feeling or a positive feeling vibration as often as you possibly can, right? So it's worthwhile, guys, even just for a week, to set hourly reminders on your phone. And in those hourly reminders, every time just pause, focus on how you're feeling. And if you're not feeling joy, peace, happiness, all the good stuff, and you're feeling the bad stuff, then choose a better thought, something that makes you feel better. Do something that makes you feel better, but get into a better feeling. All right, and hold that for at least a minute. And do it for about a week, guys. You're really going to see such a huge difference in your life. And what you're really doing in that minute, by the way, besides the fact that you're literally recalibrating your energy and getting back onto the energetic frequency of the stuff you do want to attract into your life versus what you don't want, which is more negative stuff, okay, is you are literally in that minute disrupting subconscious thought patterns. In other words, those old thought patterns that are always just subconsciously running and running and running and running, recreating the same stuff over and over again, the limiting stuff, the lack, the difficulty, the everything else that's putting you in negative feelings and emotions, okay? Just by doing that every hour, you are disrupting those patterns, which means you can now begin to create different thinking patterns, more positive thinking patterns and behaviors. Okay, so I hope this helps you guys. This is for me manifestation, literally just decluttered manifestation 101, guys. It's that simple. Is feel good as often as you can. And when you catch yourself feeling bad or in a negative feeling place, choose a better feeling. However that is, do something, think something better, but consciously choose a better feeling, okay? Literally, that's it. That's what manifestation is. And if we can get to a point that whenever we, you know, experience something that looks like the opposite of what we asked for, and that only happens, by the way, when we're focusing on not the feeling, but on the thing we're trying to attract. But if you are focusing on the thing, or you have been focusing on the thing, is that first experience that then shows up that might look like what you want, but then it turns out not to be the opportunity you were hoping it would be, or the thing that you now thought you did manifest into your life. See that as part of your learning and growing and healing manifestation experience. Because all that experience is doing is helping you to refine that which you've asked for. And lastly, just a reminder of what I said at the beginning of this episode is, instead of asking for the things and the stuff, guys, go look at how it is you want to feel. Focus on that. Write down how it is you want to feel. If you want to manifest anything into your life, instead of asking, I want this car, I want this house, I want this job, I want that money, I want this, rather ask for the feeling. Rather say, my desire is to feel joy. My desire is to feel acceptance. My desire is to feel happiness. My desire is to feel abundance. Okay. Focus on that which you want to feel and see what happens. And you know what? The way I see this, guys, is whether you believe this or not, whether this resonates with you or not, I hope it resonates within you. Do go give it some thought. But if manifestation has not worked out for you up to now, in other words, you have been focusing on what can I get, attracting the stuff to your life, instead of focusing how I want to feel and making sure that you consciously choose being in a good feeling place as often as you can, then what have you got to lose by trying this? Absolutely nothing, right? So my hope is that you will try to do this and that you will experience the results. Guys, I promised you a couple of testimonials about what I experienced. So when I tested this, the moment I had major disbelief when God led me to the fact that it is that easy. It's just about choosing a better feeling and feeling good as often as you can and focusing on how you want to feel and then feeling that as often as you can. But I tested it. That's who I am. I test stuff before I believe it, you know. And in my testing that, guys, all I can tell you is boundaries, literally earthly boundaries shifted. To give you an example, like small things happened. Like for instance, you know, in South Africa, the banking system works in such a way that it takes normally 2 working days, perhaps 1 working day. If you're banking money from one account to another account and it's 2 different banks, okay? So, and I'm putting this in air quotes, guys, but the law of banking in South Africa, in our country, says it's going to take 1 to 2 working days when you're transferring money between 2 different banks, right? So even that, those earthly rules and stuff got shifted and those boundaries were transcended when I started doing this. And I believe that those things happened literally so God could show me how it works. So here's what I did, guys, is before I went to bed at night, I made sure that I fell asleep, for instance, in the highest vibe I could possibly be in. In other words, feeling good, focusing on stuff and doing stuff that makes me feel good so that I fall asleep in that place, okay? And what happened to me the one night is I was in meditation just before I fell asleep, focusing on feeling good and stuff that makes me feel good. And I kind of went into that, you know, the beginning stages of falling asleep. And in my sleep, I heard an SMS go off and it was a payment that came in and it was from a different bank, okay? So usually, guys, in South Africa, how the banking laws, if you want to put it that way, or the rules work, is when somebody banks from a different bank to your bank at 12:05 in the evening, okay, a.m., it's going to not show the next day, or that same day, sorry, it's already the new day, but it's going to take at least a full working day, right? And especially not if it's over a weekend either. Then you can forget it because it's not work day. It's usually 2 working days that it takes. So I saw the SMS and I just like was like thankful for it like I normally am when payments come in. And I turned around and I slept again. And I kid you not, guys, when I woke up the next morning. So that SMS, by the way, was not the payment going into my account. It was that person. It was the notification you get when that person has just done their payment, which means the money's not in your account yet. That's what takes 2 days, usually. That's the rule, okay, 2 working days. And I went to sleep. That SMS came in, like I said, just after 12 a.m. So technically, that money should only show in my account probably either that same day late that night or perhaps even the next day only. So what are the chances, guys, that when I woke up 6 hours later at 6 a.m., the money was already in my account? So it literally transcended the banking rules / laws of my country when I focused just on feeling good, okay? So that's just one example of hundreds that I can name for you, and I cannot wait to hear if you really, okay, make this your mission. Make your mission to feel good. Don't do this to try and manipulate the system to get the stuff you want. Make your absolute intention for wanting to try this to feel good. Okay. It feels good to feel good anyway. Would you not want to be in joy and peace and happiness in whatever it is all the good stuff. Okay. So make your intention for doing this not, I'm going to do this so that I can get that car or I can get that job or I can learn how to attract that. No. Make your intention, I want to feel good. Okay. But try this for 7 days. Set your reminders on your phone right now. Okay. In that moment, when it goes off, focus on how you're feeling. Choose a better feeling if you are in a negative feeling. Spend as much time as you can focusing on how you want to feel. Okay. And feeling that way, just feeling good and see what happens. And guys, please send me your testimonials. I want to hear what happens when you consistently do this with the right intention. Okay. And just the miraculous stuff you're going to experience. I have experienced such awesome and cool stuff in the last while, stuff I couldn't have even thought about or asked for that just happened to show me that this does work. So I'm excited to hear from you guys about this. Please do go comment on this episode for me. Tag me in a post either on Instagram or Facebook. The handles are below in the show notes. Or just go write a review for me. But let me know what you took away from this episode. What aha moment did you perhaps have? And whether you're going to go and implement this and try this. What was your takeaway from this episode? And then, as I said, I would love to hear some of the cool shit that happens in your life, into your experience, what goes on in your experience once you consistently do this consciously for at least a week. Okay. So guys, as always, have a fantastic week. Thank you so much for joining me once again here on Food for Thought. And as always, I am playing out with a song that I either just enjoy or love. Music, by the way, guys, is one of the ways that I instantly shift my energy into a better feeling because I love music and there's certain songs that are just feel-good songs. So that's one way you could do it. But I'm either just playing something that I love and enjoy or that has personal meaning to me. Hope you enjoy it with me. Otherwise, guys, have a fantastic week and see you right here next week.
Brothers and sisters, shall we know how?